Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Listener dear, a rum pom pom, I got my pop shield on, and it's me, Tom.
And it's me, Ben.
And it's me, Matthew. Yes, we've all got our pop shields on, and we are here recording into microphones that are going into computers in separate parts of the country. It's very exciting, actually. It's a brave new world.
In separate parts of your ear canal.
Well, you know what? That's the one thing that no matter where we are in the world, we're always in the same place, which is directly in the listener's ear canal. And hello.
With those three little bones you have in your ear.
We are the three bones that you wish to pick inside your ear. I was about to say that there are more bones in your ear than in any part of your body, but then I realised that's your foot, isn't it?
And also...
So I'll hold off on facts.
Also as well, the ear is part of the body. So there can't be more bones. There can't be more bones in the ear than in the body, because there's got to be as many bones in the ear plus all the ones in the body.
Well, this is the breaking news, listener dear. We have colonised your ear canal, and we are claiming it as an independent republic. A rumpa pom pom, a rumpa pom pom, a rumpa pom pom. We got a pop shield on.
Well, welcome to an episode of Flatshare Slamdown.
It's a big one, Flatshare Slamdown.
Yeah, it's quite an exciting flat. It's quite an exciting one. We are in a flat, and we're in your canal. Let's know more about what location we happen to be in at the moment. That's confusing things. This is the first Flatshare Slamdown we did over Zoom. So if you watch this, if you watched it on YouTube, thank you very much for tuning in. We had a really, really fun time doing it. We've got two amazing guests, Lou Sanders and James Acaster. So it won't sound like a normal flat slam to you. There was not a live audience, although there was actually a much bigger live audience than we've ever played to before. You just can't hear any of them. They're all in their own houses.
We promise they really are there, guys. We're not making it up.
They're definitely there. Hopefully that buzzy energy will still be there for you. So it's a little bit different, but we had a great time.
Absolutely right. Two stellar guests, a lovely great time of it, and also our largest ever Flat Slam audience. So thank you to those of you that did log on. If you didn't, please do come back next time. We'll be doing it again. Come and join us for a live night on Zoom and have a good old time.
Yeah, follow our Twitter to find out more details about when that's going to be, at Pappy's Tweet, or look on Facebook, or if you're part of the Patreon, we'll stick it on the Patreon. And if not, just email us directly and we'll tell you. PappysFlatshare@gmail.com. We'll tell you the dates.
Awesome.
So just very quickly, just to mention the Patreon, don't forget we're still doing daily episodes over on our Patreon. So if you enjoy these, then we're doing daily Flatshare lockdowns, which are really, really good fun. And we're doing extra bonus beefs, and they're all there. So if you pledge a fiver or above a month, then you get, I mean, there's 30 episodes of Flatshare lockdown now. They're amazing. It's patreon.com/PappysFlatshare.
Yeah, and that five is only dollars as well, so it's even less than a five.
$5, so yes.
Come and join us, guys.
It's not even our currency.
Yeah.
It's like Monopoly money.
Exactly.
It's not even real.
Yes, well, look, this is a meaty beast, as they say in the trade, so we should whip crack away into Flatshare Slamdown. Enjoy!
Tom! Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
What is it, my adorable little chickadee?
Well, one of you two has got to set up the Zoom chat.
Whoa. Well, it's not going to be me because, listen, setting up Zoom chats reminds me of the worst sporting tournament I ever went to.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a football tournament. I had to watch a football match organised between Sherlock Holmes' brother and his mates, who were all made out of jelly.
Mm-hmm.
And the Russian dramatist who wrote The Government Inspector and all of his mates who had their dicks out. It was Mycroft Soft Teams versus Google Hangouts.
Is there any chance you could have that written down?
Mycroft Soft Teams versus Google Hangouts.
Now, the thing is, if we had an audience right now... Bosh,
yeah,
one up on
that we'd really know about that joke. What about you, Clarky? Why don't you want to set up the Zoom chat today?
Oh, mate, I've had enough of Zoom. It's always a nightmare. someone always ends up with like a really shit connection, and then halfway through what they're saying, they just. Ease.
He's a wonderful physical performer, Clark. You can say that. You've got to say that for him. He's a wonderful physical performer.
Well, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a...
Flat Chest Slam Down!
Flat Chest Slam Down!
Hello and welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says, girl, your booty is so round, I just wanna play around. Can I take you one more time? I won't stop until you're mine. If I cannot be with you, maybe I could have a taste. Put your arms around me, girl, and your kisses on my face. I say zoom, 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 and let me hear you say way-o.
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 I say zoom, 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 and let me see you say way-o, way-o.
Way-o.
I say zoom, 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 and let me hear you say way-o.
Way-o.
I say zoom, zoom, zoom. Now everybody say way-o, way-o.
Way-o.
I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby. We are live.
What was useful about that is it got a real gauge of what the time delay is
it's
on different people.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a different delay.
Well, there was a double delay there, Parry, because there was both the internet delay and the mental delay. So I'm still none the wiser.
It's harmonising. It's called harmonising.
All singing at a different time is called harmonising. We are live on the dark web. That's right.
What?
I've just bought 3 kilos of the ultra dangerous drug Spice. Oh yeah, one for me and the other two for my tenants Tom Parry and Ben Clark.
Hey!
Now obviously, guys, you can't start the Zoom chat on your own. You need someone to message the WhatsApp group with the meeting ID and password. So who have you enlisted to help you tonight? Tom, why don't you tell me who you've brought along?
Well, terrible news, the Jamboree is in danger.
Oh no.
It's in trouble.
No,
of course it is. We've fallen through the cracks. There's no... You didn't hear the Chancellor announce a package for the Jamborees, did you?
No. Will someone think of the Jamborees?
Fine for the small businesses, for the self-employed. I can't furlough a Jamboree. But what I can do is call on my utter... My life doula.
Oh!
Yeah, that's right. My life doula, who's going to spread some good vibes around the furloughed Jamboree. It's Lou Sanders, everyone!
Lou Sanders is here. Lou, how are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Nice time. A nice time had by all so far. Yeah,
so far, it's been absolutely wonderful. It's been really, really great. Mm. I don't think there's been any problem with your first sentence. It's been absolutely cracking. So, Lou, what kind of a flatmate are you?
Lovely boy.
Lovely boy. Lovely boy.
Very clean. Cleaning
yes.
all the corners, all the things that nobody thinks about. I'm in there. The other day, my flatmate Luke came home. I was down on all fours, scrubbing the sides. You can't ask for more than that, can you?
Sides? Can you talk us through what the sides, like, do you mean the walls?
The sides.
There's got to be, you've got to be more descriptive than that. Are you talking about the walls of the house?
A lot of people clean in the middle. But they forget the sides.
No, that's not true, Lou. Yeah. I don't think that's true at all. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
I mean, I love to be a yes-and kind of guy, but everybody cleans every part of... Are you talking about the floor? You clean the sides of the floor?
Yeah, not my own sides. Not my, like...
Not your flanks.
Not my flanks. You know where the...
The outsides?
Okay.
The skirting boards.
The insides.
Thank you, James. The skirting boards.
You were cleaning the skirting boards. Okay, so everybody thinks about cleaning the floor. They might think about cleaning the wall, the upper sides, but do you think about the lower sides, aka the skirting boards? No, they leave that for little mice to make a little hole into and skimmy in out of.
Oh, Muggins here down on all fours.
Old Mother Sanders was there scrubbing away on her hands and knees.
Also, I've got a real keen eye on security, and in this day and age, you can't be too careful.
What kind of security measures do you take?
I'm taking up karate.
Oh,
in Moxie, see,
top level.
Can we see a move?
Top level. Not really.
But... You'd have to kill me.
That's how good she is at karate. She could kill you over Zoom.
Imagine this coming at you fast.
At what angle? What, like that, or like this? Chopping, or
you
just
know,
like
do you know an octagon? An octagon?
You know,
a square.
Have you joined the UFC?
You know more ambition than a square.
Yes. And, sure. It's like a busy square.
It's a busy square. It's got all of the sides. That's me. It's
really?
Like...
So you're cleaning the sides and you're chopping the sides.
I'm chopping the sides, yeah.
Lou is like, the sides, she said. Yeah. She said the sides are her and she's cleaning the sides.
It's like the fucking Matrix.
I didn't say I'm the sides.
Oh.
You said that all the sides, that's me.
Did I?
I tell you what.
Can we rewind, rewind it?
Well, I'm afraid I wish I could have rewound it to about 8:05, actually, but we can't do that now. Lou, do you know what? You'll never be the sides to me. You'll always be the main course.
Thank you.
That's my absolute pleasure.
We weren't talking about food.
No, I know, but now we are. That's that's the nature of a good host. He's moving on to new topics. When he thinks the kung fu has been exhausted, off he goes into the realm of food. Ben, who have you brought along with you this week?
Sorry, there was a little bit of guest confusion, so it doesn't matter. I'll crack on. But I brought along my favourite female comedian, James Acaster.
James Acaster is here. James, how are you doing, Hello. Man?
Very well, thank you.
It's great.
I've been
go on.
Dusting the tops. All day long.
After the tops.
Well, here's
just dusting the tops.
People forget about the tops.
Lou, do you do the tops as well?
I don't do the tops.
Guys, what are your thoughts on wiping the bottoms?
Are
you? No.
Go on, Lou. Go on. We'd love to hear it.
No.
Please, you mustn't stand on ceremony. It's us.
Well, I was just going to plug my podcast.
you can do that. You can do that at the end, mate. You can do that at the end.
We're 5 minutes in.
It's too soon for that. It is too soon for that.
Lou Sardis, we mentioned food earlier on. Did James go, oh, by the way, can I plug my podcast?
No.
Okay, it's got straight
in there. Quick point. It's called Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty?
So you have plugged it. You just cracked on and plugged it. Why not?
Do you see the link in my head? I didn't mean to plug it. And then I was like, oh, you can't plug. Yeah. It wasn't going to be a plug. It's going to be a joke. But then I was like, oh, it looked like a plug. And then I told you.
It is a plug.
Anyway, do you know what I mean?
Well, anyway, James, it's great to have you on the show. Now, what kind of a flatmate are you? What kind of a person are you to live with?
Very good. Just keep myself to myself.
Go on.
Does that mean you live on your own?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I live in another family's chimney, and they don't know I'm here. I've made it look very nice, as you can see.
It's got great Wi-Fi.
Great Wi-Fi. Gorgeous connection. I've got my own Wi-Fi, obviously. My own little Wi-Fi box at the top of the chimney. Every now and again, they get a chimney sweep round, and he's always peering up, and then he just sees me, and I go, shh. Yeah. And then he goes, don't worry. Because here's what people don't know about chimneys. They never need cleaning. They're just checking that the person who lives in the chimney is okay. That's all the chimney sweep.
That's their job.
Yeah, they're just going from house to house going, you all right, mate? Do you need anything? Mm. Oh, no, I'm fine today.
Well, I was wondering about this because when I had my chimney cleaned, the guy who got the brushes out, he stuck a sandwich on top of the brushes. And I said, is that necessary? And he said, oh, yeah, it's just all part of the chimney sweeping process. Shoved it up. The sandwich disappeared. And I said, a little, thanks, mate. And he went, oh, it's probably a pigeon or something. And and now I realise there's probably a little comedian.
That's what it would have been. It would have been one of my sort, picking it up and going, tasty. A lot of people think that's what sound chimneys make, is tasty. They think that's a natural sound that comes out the chimney, but it's not.
I've not listened to your podcast, but is that your catchphrase on it?
It might as well be. I'm not going to talk about my podcast or someone else's podcast. I think it's very...
Touch of class. Real touch of class.
Order, actually.
It's a real touch of class.
I don't know what you're talking about, Tom.
It's a little bit uncouth.
Tasty!
We've met our contestants... But
slow down. Carry on.
Do you know what? We don't need an audience because we've got Tom to confirm things I've just said, and that's what an audience is really there for. It's the confirmation I'm after. So Tom,
correct.
We've met our contestants. Yes, we have. But let's find out if they'll be streaming ahead or buffering as we play round one.
Whoa. It's family quiz night. You set up your room, but first you gotta teach your parents how to use Zoom.
Mercy, mercy, mercy me. Oh, it's taken an age, 2 hours, maybe three. Camera on, mic on, check levels of sound. The Golden Great Bridge is your virtual background. Your bro is on the line saying, where is the quiz at? The meeting ID is in the family WhatsApp. 40 minutes for 40 minutes. I'm not gonna pay, so we have got time limits. Okay, here's my cards on the table. My internet connection is unstable. It really nearly means, you know, I keep breaking up. Oh, it really nearly means, you know, I keep breaking up. Oh, it really nearly means, you know, I keep breaking up. Oh, we're here for quiz night, so all your fam go boom, shake, shake, shake the Zoom. Boom, shake, shake, shake the Zoom. Boom, shake, shake, shake the Zoom. Grit or speaker view. Hey, yo, I can't hear my sister yet.
Click on mic, sis.
Hey, yo, I can't hear my sister yet.
Click on mic, sis.
Hey, yo, I can't hear my sister yet.
Click on mic, sis.
Well, here we go, here we go, here we go. Oh, ah, damn, 40 minutes.
Lovely stuff there. From I'll tell you what I enjoyed about that. Everyone started dancing at the start and everyone stopped sort of midway through. But I carried on. You know, I carried on. This first round is called Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. I want you in my room. I'm going to give our contestants a category and then I'm going to ask them to grab an item from their own home which best fits that category. So, for example, if the category was dirtiest thing in your house, James might grab a toilet brush and Clarky might grab himself. Of course he would, the dirty little grubbity scrub. Then they'll have to explain why they think their item should beat the opponents. Okay? So whoever I deem to be the winner gets 5 points. Oh, and the first one back, after I say go, gets a bonus point, okay? So I'm basically punishing whoever has the bigger house. We're going to start the game with Tom and James. Now, don't go off yet, because I want to give you a little bit of thinking time, but your category is the cutest thing you can find, okay? So, Tom,
ooh, la, la.
James, what's your thought process at the moment? What are you thinking?
Mirror.
Oh, lovely. Lovely idea there from Luli.
I'm thinking that, obviously, I mean, I live with my girlfriend, but I don't want everyone...
Yes, you know, you don't want everyone
knowing who my girlfriend
knowing who
is.
Your girlfriend is, exactly.
So
just some of her clothes.
I'm probably going to get dumped.
Could you have a picture of someone else's girlfriend?
Good point. Loads. Got a,
got is that just on hand?
Got a whole shoebox full of them. Or your girlfriend's.
What is the cutest thing in my house?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now remember, there's a bonus point for whoever gets back first. Off you go. Okay. So, Clarky, yeah. If you had to grab the cutest thing in your house, you obviously can't grab yourself. What would you think you'd go for?
I don't know, actually. I feel like most of my house is kind of like...
It's very functional, isn't it, your house?
Oh,
here we go. Sorry, he's back. Who was back first, though? I wasn't watching. Clarky distracted me.
By a matter of seconds, I think it was
okay,
me.
Okay, in which case,
we've
Tom...
We've got our headphones on at the same time. Depends what you... You know, depends, isn't it?
So you're putting your headphones on and that slowed you down. I'm afraid it's all part of the process. Whoever's back first, I'm going to give the point there to Tom, but let's find out.
I had such a weird situation. I ran into the front room where my wife and mother-in-law are watching the show and I was still talking live.
Like a David Lynch experience.
So I started watching the show. It was really surreal.
How's it going?
Yeah. We should pick up the pace a little bit.
Yeah. Well, don't worry, you leave in a second. So, okay. So we'll start with you, Tom. Tom, what have you brought that you think is the cutest thing in your house?
Now that I've got him.
Him?
I realise he's cute to me, but he might not be cute to everyone.
Okay, let's have a look and explain to the listener at home, those people who can't see us, explain what you're showing us now.
So I have chosen my like companion for the longest time on this planet. I've got Monkey. So Monkey was given to me the year I was born. So he's 24.
Yes, you can tell, yeah.
Yeah. And so like, he's and Monkey's always been like by my bed. And now look, he might not look cute, but like he's been always there.
He looks
for
like
me.
He's seen stuff.
So he's going bald on top, the same as me. He's kind of receded at the same pace as me. And then he lost his eye.
Tom, I hate to tell you, you're receding way faster than Monkey.
Okay.
Sorry.
That is a hat, Tom. You're not convincing anyone.
he lost his eye in a tragic game of teddy bear cricket where in one awful night, it still makes me upset to think about it. We got carried away and Beth's Care Bear was the bat and we used Monkey as a cricket ball and we were playing this game called Teddy Bear Cricket and I was bowling him and Beth was hitting him and I caught Monkey and his eye had fallen out and we never found his eye. And I just held him for all the rest of the night and just kept saying, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I used you as a ball. And I've kind of, I always feel like I owe it to him. To, like, I'll never be able to let him go because of that moment where I let him down and used him as a ball.
Tom, I asked for the cutest thing, not the most pathetic thing. This is like some sort of charity appeal you see on telly in the middle of the day.
I mean, if you want to buy Monkey a coffee, then...
It's a Patreon.
Okay, so we've got Monkey from Tom.
Look at Monkey.
I can see him. I can see him better than he can see me. Now, James, sorry, Monkey. I've got no beef with you, mate. James, now
he's going to be driving to a castle, is he soon, to check his eyes?
I don't mind saying it.
Get me behind the wheel, eh?
Love it.
Brum brum to the castle, eh?
I hope Dan Patterson and the producer of Mock the Week are watching because he's good for it. He's good for it. I've always said it. He's good for it.
Let him step up to the plate.
Let him step up, Hugh. Come on. Right. Acaster, what have you got that you think might be cuter? How are you feeling now you've seen Monkey? Do you think it's cuter? The thing you've brought is cuter than Monkey?
Can't be. I think I could have picked up a brick.
Whoa, this is some trash talking.
Wow.
Hey Caster, what have you got?
Absolutely fine.
If you weren't too weak to pick up a brick.
Although,
Was that you or Monkey saying that to me? Because Monkey was so close to the camera.
Yeah. You pick up the brick. Yeah. I see Nina Conti makes it look really easy, but it's actually
she's
quite
incredibly
difficult.
Talented. That's what you need to realise, Tom. She's got
this is actually quite hard.
Yeah.
She's not using her Monkey as a cricket ball, to be fair to her.
Oh man, please don't. Still haunts me to this day. I'm sorry. Right, carry on.
Okay. Yes, we will carry on. Thank you, Tom. So, James, yes. What have you brought?
This was given to me when I was born, and I've had it my entire life, and its name is the Captain Hedgehog, and I was swaddled in this as a baby.
Oh, my God.
We've grown up together, and it's not my girlfriend's home knitted slipper. It's something I was given as a baby.
Oh, this is Tom, you've had your turn, all right? Okay, keep it strong. This is a beautiful.
This is the country we live in now. Scrutiny's dead,
Tom,
is it? We can't even question this.
Let me, Emily, make this here.
Yes,
Matthew has to be impartial here. Tom.
I do, otherwise I get fired. Now, listen. So talk us through it now. You were swaddled in that.
Yes, okay. I was swaddled in it as a baby.
So when you were born, they wrapped you in some.
Who gave it you?
The doctor.
Oh,
the doctor.
The doctor gave it to you, did he?
Yes, at Kettering General Hospital, and he said, "Swaddle him in the hedgehog, and may they both grow old together." And we've been. I remember our first day of school and our first job we ever had.
Oh, you had the same job at the same time, did you?
Yep, we both worked in a
bullshitting factory.
No, what? Hey, that's not a real
Tom.
They don't exist.
Tom, please. Yeah, James, that's a very good point. There is no such thing as a bullshitting factory. And anyone who says so is a liar.
Well, not back in those days.
Ridiculous.
Certainly
can
not
I
Kettering.
Just say?
Yeah, you can say whatever you like, and you will.
James could have presented that without the bullshit backstory and still have won this competition. But actually, now that he's lying, yes.
Hold on, who said he's lying?
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
I can smell a
lie. This hedgehog walked me down the aisle.
You've married to the hedgehog.
That's not how it works. The hedgehog...
No, you don't marry the person who walks you down the aisle. What happened at your wedding?
Oh, I've got to go and call my dad.
So I remember that, of course, on your wedding day, there was old Mr. Hedgehog walking you down the aisle. It was a really beautiful moment as well.
Does your girlfriend know you're married?
Yes, she loves it. It's her type.
It's very modern.
Very difficult during lockdown, though. Very hard during the lockdown.
Are you all living That's together, I mean. you and your wife and your girlfriend?
Well, my wife and her family are in the main house. Yeah. I'm in the chimney, and my girlfriend lives, as this won't surprise anyone, on the sides.
Of course.
There you go.
Of course.
She's literally your bit on the sides.
No one puts baby in a corner, but we always put our girlfriend on the sides.
Yeah.
Them's the rules. I don't make them.
I mean, this is a very cute hedgehog. Also, I'm doing a lot of work, you know, using this as a puppet now.
Yeah.
And I'm doing a lot of work to make it look cute, because there's angles where it's not very cute at.
Yeah, when it first appeared, kind of like... it looked pretty terrifying. It looked pretty sort of, you know, werewolfy. But actually, yeah, you've got a nice angle there.
Does it fit on your foot?
I doubt it. No. I don't want to try.
Does it just fit one person's foot? Specifically,
yeah, and look,
you found this, it.
Oh, a Cinderella like a hedgehog kind of scenario,
because that would be cute, right, guys?
That would be cute if this was like a fairy tale romance. Yeah, and I just
that's
find
how
whose
you
foot
choose. Well, that's how you choose between your wife and your girlfriend.
Yes,
I see who can wear this and who it fits.
Yeah,
you put the hedgehog under the mattress, and if she has a good night's sleep. Mm-hmm. Then she's not the one, or something.
I think you
like
might
that.
Have slightly confused the stories there, Parry. But it's still these are all options.
I'm going to try.
I'm going to have to come to a. I'm going to have to come to a ruling on this. Okay. And okay. I think, I tell you what, Mr. Hedgehog, very, very, very cute, but the way Parry was welling up at the end of that story, it really broke my heart. I'm going to give the 5 points to you, Parry. Congratulations, you get those 5 points. Okay.
Finally, I've made it up to Monkey. Okay.
Matthew, if you had to choose, would you choose your daughter or your cat?
Yes, good question.
It's a great question. You have to go and fetch one. You have to go and fetch one now. You've got 5 seconds. Go.
Well, they're both asleep. But I think the cat would probably, who knows, maybe Cosmo might wander in a little bit. I'll see if she can come in a bit later. But
you're choosing Cosmo.
I'm not choosing Cosmo. I'm not.
That's what you said.
It.
We all heard it.
We heard it.
At no point did you even consider your daughter.
I didn't even mention her.
It's really
strange, actually, Crosby.
I don't want to wake her.
Wow.
Okay. Okay. Wow. That's okay. It's okay.
It's the measure of the man.
It's not. At least it's honest. I mean, it's honest.
Cosmo's very cute. All right. But if we're going on Instagram likes. Anyway, now it's time for Lou and Ben. Your category is now.
Oh, category.
Category. Yeah. Oh.
Cosmo.
Yeah, absolutely. Is the most unique thing you can find. What are you thinking, Lou? What are your immediate thoughts? The most unique thing you can find.
A mirror.
Not that unique, really.
Yeah. No, because it's me in a mirror, Dumbo.
Oh, so you're just going to bring yourself. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
But actually, I've got a few other ideas, but I'll keep it as a surprise.
Okay, keep it as a surprise. Clarky, you look a little confused. Do you know what you're going to go for?
I think I'm just going to have to go and see.
Just go and see. Absolutely. Just...
Other people have forks, right?
Lou, I've not yet said go. And Lou?
Yes?
Why is your bottom not on that seat?
She's just being cute.
What kind of a Zoom chat is this? Every now and again, one of you says something real dodgy.
Sorry, I thought you were going to say, why is your bottom so dirty?
Oh, Lou, for God's sake, you know, can you not think of something else other than your own bloody podcast?
Okay, let's get this done. Okay,
let's get this done, because you've got another podcast to go to. It's your own, isn't it?
Let's get Flat Slam done.
Here we go. So, off you go now.
What? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, no,
no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, absolutely not.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God.
So, James, if you had to grab something unique from your flat, what would you go for?
I have, I've got that puppet from Hypothetical of me.
Oh, that's good.
No one else has that.
No one else has got that.
Where do you keep that, James? Where do you keep a puppet of yourself? Do you see it every day?
No, I've got, where all my vinyl is, my vinyl shelves, it's just on top of that. And also, I've put a cap on it and some glasses on it and all sorts. So it doesn't like. It's a nice little bit of fun.
It's no longer a vanity thing, is it? It's no longer like a. You know, you've changed.
I don't kiss it anymore. No. I've stopped kissing it.
Progress.
Luli, I'm going to tell you right now, you've got a point for being the first one back. So congratulations to you. You've got that bonus point.
Oh,
well,
thank you.
Well done. No, it was well earned. But what have you got for us?
Okay, so I've got two things.
Whoa. That is pretty unique.
That's unique.
A lot of people have got two things.
Is what that is.
You can pick this one of those things, all right?
Oh, we don't live in a world of choice. Oh, you don't want to decide what you have. You don't want an option of two things.
Well, let's have a look. Come on, let's go.
I wanted an option of two things between my daughter and my cat, but you weren't allowing me that, so I'm not going to allow you. I'm not going to allow you the same.
Real Matthew's choice.
Some chockies from the House of Lords, and they're in there. They're actually in there.
Oh my God.
Two chockies from the House of Lords.
How old are they?
Well, they are a year old. Yeah, I can't eat them because they've got milk in them.
Okay, and how did you come to get some chockies from the House of Lords? If you went to the House of Lords and you bought them from the gift shop, then it doesn't count.
I was invited for dinner at the House of Lords.
What?
Bloody hell.
Who do they want to get?
What the hell?
That's pretty unique to me.
It was a way I did, I was part of this fundraiser for this Irish thing. Intersect schools in Ireland.
Okay.
I think that's what it's called. But you know, where schools aren't Catholic or Protestant, they're sort of have you heard of Unity? And I did a fundraiser and then somehow I got invited for dinner at the House of Lords and I took my mama. And it was really nice.
And it's a lovely story. Can I ask, did
and very unique.
Very unique. So at this dinner, was everyone being given...
That's the other thing. It's not rude. It's a, you go like this.
It's a massager.
It's like, to stimulate,
Yeah, okay, put that down.
No, it's for...
Not all about massagers that stimulate things.
It's for cellulite, but I haven't used it because I don't have any cellulite.
Of course you don't need it. So about the chocks, though, Lou. So
The chockies
that you got. The chockies in the House of Lords. The House of Lords chockies.
Please call them chockies.
I'll call them chockies if you answer this question. Now these
Is that what they call them in the House of Lords?
Chockies! I said, please don't forget your chockies. Mummy got some chockies as well.
That's exactly what I was going to ask.
Aha!
Mummy got chockies.
Yeah.
So they're not that unique.
They're not unique.
No.
They're not unique at all.
Hang on. No, order. Hang on. Has your mom ate her chocolate?
Yes, she ate. Oh, fuck off, James. You're supposed to be... Oh, hang on. Yeah, you are on the opposite team. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask you another question. Did everybody...
Her mom's eaten her chocolates.
But this is a different question.
Excuse me. My mum's chocolates were different. She had a truffle one and she ate them immediately.
Okay.
No further questions on the chocolate issue. Thank you. We're going to go over to Ben Clark now.
No, we're not.
Quite invested in this.
And also, by the way, he's on the opposite team to you, so he'd probably back me up on asking this question. So listen.
I thought that was quite good.
Listen.
That was pretty good.
It wasn't bad, actually. It wasn't bad. I was on the back foot for a moment. Luli, so did everybody at the dinner get these chockies?
No, just me and my mum.
Are you 100% sure that's the truth?
Yeah, because they said we gave it to the two gorgeous girls.
Okay, I do believe that. It does sound like the House of Lords.
It's the gorgeous chocolate.
Yes, it's an absolute hedgehog slipper.
They said just for the gorgeous girls. They said, oh, we're going to pick the two most gorgeous girls in the room.
Yeah.
Wendy Watson was there as well. Sorry, Wendy. It was me and Mummy.
So they said we're going to pick the two most gorgeous girls in the room and we're going to give them chocolates and a cellulite stimulator and then kick him out of the room.
Sorry, it was in the 80s. It was a different time.
Of course, it was a different time.
Then there was a wet t-shirt competition. It was a different time.
It was the House of Lords. There are no rules.
So, Clarky, what have you brought along?
Awkward you ask, actually. I wasn't going to show you this, but it's just... It's the BAFTA nomination.
Okay, Lou gets the point in that round. So, finally, it's Tom and Ben's chance to go head to head. This time, I'm not going to even give you the thinking time. Just go with it. Just be instinctual. Just go with it. I'm looking for the ugliest thing in your house. Go. Clarky, no.
No.
What are we getting?
Yeah, the ugliest thing in your house. Okay, yeah. That's the problem with Parry. He just goes for it. He doesn't stop. Here we go. Okay, here we go. We've got Clarky back. We've not yet got Parry. What would you, Lou? I've got to ask you. I've got to tee you up for this one. If you had to get the ugliest thing in your house, what would you get?
A picture of James's stupid picture.
Oh no! I was teeing you up to do your old mirror joke from, you know, I thought we'd do the runner for a bit longer.
It didn't even cross my mind. No, sorry, my self-esteem's too high.
Why would it? You're absolutely gorgeous, Lulu. You're absolutely gorgeous.
You don't get chockies for nothing.
Absolutely. The House of Lords aren't just chucking chockies at any old bitch, are they? No, of course they're not. No. Here we go.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Who?
I think I can wrap this up very quickly because I think I've got the winner.
Oh, you think so, mate, but you wait and
see.
Here
we go.
After you, Clarkie.
Okay. I have this.
All right. Bring it a little bit closer to the camera so we can all see that there. Okay.
Which is a bowl.
Oh.
Which is also a pig.
Mm.
And My partner made this.
Oh no!
As a child, and so has insisted on keeping it every time we move, and it's so hideous that we have a running joke that we go and we constantly like hide it in each other's drawers because she always wants to put it on. She wants to put it on display. Look at
you
this.
Know what that's.
She wants to put it on display.
It looks like
so always...
it looks like something from science fiction. You know, they talk about how they're going to start to grow animals in the future, and
kill
it's going to be horrific.
Yeah. Sort of bred.
Kill me.
Bred entirely. It's a bit like if they started making meat bowls. You know, like in the future where...
Yes, please. No, you finish your food. You just keep on eating. Don't mind if I do.
Eat straight through. Eat straight through.
Meat bowls.
You have convinced me of that, actually.
Yeah.
That's
there we go.
Stick that on off menu. Yes, please.
And Tom. So that's very strong from Clarkie now. What have you got?
Great. So I've got this, right? It's a little bowl for the listener at home. Yeah. It's got a cute little Yorkshire Terrier dog.
Oh, that's clearly a box. He's trying to move in on my bowl territory.
Absolutely adorable. Absolutely
it's a little sort of
adorable.
Ring box. Yeah, okay.
It's been on the mantelpiece. We've been around for the last few months. I thought, you know what? What's in that lovely little bowl? I opened it up. To my shock, there was... It's a bowl full of teeth.
Oh, good Lord.
And I was like, oh my God, okay. My wife said, yeah, they're all my baby teeth. And then I found fangs and she was like, yeah, they're also the dog's teeth whenever the dog's teeth fell out. And then I found claws and they said, oh yeah, they're the dog's claws. When we trimmed the dog's claws, we would put them in the box. So this is a box full of human teeth, dog's teeth, and dog's claws.
Harry.
And it's on the...
Texas Chainsaw Massacre up in there.
Harry, it is on the mantelpiece.
You had reason to be confident there. You sat down there with the cocksure arrogance of a winner. You had reason to be confident. I'm giving you the full 5 points there for that. That's
Thank
absolutely
you.
Disgusting.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, Clarkie.
I feel like I want to donate this to Tom as a more fitting receptacle for what's in there.
Yeah, I think we combine the two and we have the ugliest object in the history of mankind.
Really?
It's a Horcrux.
Really gross. Right.
I mean, fair play. I can't argue with that. Jesus.
Well, at the end of that round, producer Gwyn, from your...
oh, hello, mate.
From your weed farm somewhere in deepest California, tell us, what are the scores at the end of that round?
Bloody hell.
Scores are... Tom and Lou have 17... Ben and James have 7.
Oh, so Tom and Lou are
zooming
ahead. But will Ben and James be locked out of the meeting? Let's find out as we play round two. It's Flat Games.
Games, let's play together. Games, let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing. Put that there. Do as you're told. Games, if you lose, you get nothing. Games, if you win, you get gold.
Gold, up and down
gold.
The country. People, you can imagine it now.
Yes, it is Flat Games, where today we're playing our version of the board game Mastermind, which we're calling Mastermind Your Language. Now, here's how it is going to work. I am going to ask each contestant in turn to write down their three favourite terms or phrases for a particular activity. Say, for example, it was having sex. You might write shagging, boffing, and getting low down dirty baby like you should. The three other contestants must then guess those three terms in the correct order. So, James, please write down your three favourite words or phrases into WhatsApp or text, if you will. Your three favourite words or phrases you'd use to mean defecation. Okay.
Right. Defecation.
Acaster, have you sent those through?
Yes.
Let me have a little look here. Here we go. Yes, yes, yes. Tom, what do you think James has written?
I'm keeping it pure. I'm keeping it simple. I think in third place, we've got having a shit. In second place, we've got taking a dump. And in first place, we've got having a poo. Shit, you dump, poo.
Have one right, but not in the right place.
Okay, Clarky, what does that do to your play?
Well, I had two of the same there. Okay, so I'm gonna go the other way around. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like you do sure. when you do
one,
it.
One, two, and three. Yeah.
I'm gonna go for number one. Shitting. Number two, laying pipe.
Ooh.
Laying
Ooh.
Pipe.
Ooh. Can I change?
No.
Laying pipe, as they say.
I thought that was like groundwork. You know, like you come out and go, well, we laid the pipe there.
Like,
what? You come out of the toilet?
In America.
I've done the groundwork for you. You can go finish that off.
It's a euphemism for sex.
That's what that's how I'd heard it. Laying pipe is. But you know, you've not seen how Clarky has sex.
Clarky.
I've been doing it all wrong.
Clarky's into some stuff, man.
Been bragging to people. Okay.
Tell you what, my tour of America went very boring.
Yeah, back in a minute, I'm just going to go and lay a pipe. Whoa,
he's lucky.
And number three, fuck
okay. So remind us again.
So I've got number one, shitting. Number two, laying pipe. And, okay, I'm sorry. And number three, pebble dashing the pan.
Wow. You have got none right.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay. Well, process of elimination. It's almost
here
better.
We go. Lou, so with that in mind.
I've changed
okay,
the answer.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got new information. Change that answer. Lou, what have you come up with?
Pooping, plopping, shitting.
Okay.
Great.
Poop.
Zero, right. But I wish I'd included plopping. I do like plopping a lot. I should have included plopping.
Change your answer.
No.
Okay. No pooping, no
one
plopping.
One right, but in the wrong
place. No, you're not changing your answer. It's what I've got here on the WhatsApp. We're not changing the answer. Right. That's zero right, nothing in the right place. Fine. Parry, we're back to
you. Okay. One, two, three. Doing a dump. I think dump's the one that you've got. Dropping a log at number two and doing a number two at number three.
Ooh, one right and in the right place.
Clarky.
Wow.
Sorry.
Is the one I got right the one I got right first time?
True. Yeah. Yes. That's exactly the one that's right.
Great. That's good to know. Thank you.
Okay. Number one, I'm going with dump. Number two, I'm going with laying trowel.
Laying trowel.
Laying trowel.
I love that Clarky's always laying something like a hen when he goes to the toilet.
A trowel?
You're thinking like of dropping trowel, which means take your trousers down.
Trowel?
You don't lay,
of course, trowel. You don't lay
trowel.
Trowel
is using a Corby press. That's not. There's no laying trowel here, Clarky. I tell you what. Take a little comfort break. Pop into the loo. Take a shit. And think about what you're doing. Do you ever think, oh, you know what I'm doing here? I'm laying a plough or whatever it is you're saying. Just go with. Don't try to think too weird. All right. The first one's dump. We know that. Okay. Here we go.
Number three. And number two.
No, I wish I'd thought of putting number two.
I've got a strong feeling that Lou is going to smash this. Okay. Here we go.
Yes.
Okay. Dumping, shitting, and either log flume or releasing a toxin.
Which one are you going to go for?
Now,
which one are you going to go for, Lou?
No, log flume.
See, so one right and one in the right place, but also I will say that one of them, number three, with the log flume one, is kind of like along the right lines in that it's
laying a log. I get you.
It's pretty much been made up on the spot. Laying. So not that any of the words are right, but just that it's not actually. I think my number three is something that no one's ever said before.
Loggy bum bum.
I think it's something that only I've said once before. Nish says it.
I'd also say that the log flume, not a million miles away from the territory of another one. Okay, let's.
Okay.
I need something Nish has said. Okay.
Shitting, dumping, logger.
Shitting has already been ruled out.
It's Tom Parry. It's Tom Parry's turn now. Okay, before we lose control of this game, it's Tom Parry's turn. Tom.
Number one is taking a dump. Yes. That we know. Number two, something to do with turds. And number three, filming an episode of The Match Report.
I'm afraid. No.
One in the right place.
We're going to go once more round. Okay, we're going to have Ben and Lou. And if Lou doesn't get it, then I'm afraid nobody gets the points.
James, just text me if you want. Just text me.
I'm going to go with one dump, two diarrhea, three bowel trowel.
You're obsessed with trowels.
If the word trowel was in it, we would have given you the point, mate.
Well, I mean, Nish. I mean, they made it up on the spot. It could have been. Yeah.
But if you say trowel once and we say no, don't assume trowel is back in the second time around, Clarkie.
You just weren't framing trowel in the right way.
If it had been bowel trowel and you'd said laying a trowel, we would have given you the point. because a
trowel movement?
No.
That's great.
We're not having it. It's neither of those. Okay, Lou, if you don't...
Do you know what a trowel is?
That's the last time I asked you to come around and do some gardening.
Yeah. You dig up the roses with it and you shit it out.
Okay, dump, whoopsie, log cake.
I'm afraid none of those are right. No dump, no... It was dump,
Colin the
no whoopsie and no log cake. James, would you tell us, please, what you wrote?
Taking a dump. Dropping the kids off at the pool.
Of course. Good luck. Well done if you got that at home.
And the Nish Kumar original, taking a trip to Brown Town.
Now, are you sure?
Yes.
Hey, town trowel. I was no. close.
You were.
Begin with T.
You took a trip to Trowel Town, didn't you, Ben?
I did. I took a trip to the garden centre, which is now allowed.
Okay, Clarkie. I apologise. It's not Clarkie. It's Lou this time. Lou, it's your turn. Please write down and WhatsApp to me, please. Your favourite three words or phrases you would use to mean attractive.
Ooh, okay.
Attractive. Okay.
So be thinking amongst yourselves what you might go for there.
Let's not invent.
Yeah, let's
any
try
phrases,
and keep. Let's try and play we? With a. If we could play with a straight bat here, guys.
Save that rule for Lou. Good luck to you.
Okay, I've done it, and they're quite normal. They're really quite normal. The top one's like less normal, but the other two are really.
I'm going to go ahead and say the top one is a Luli classic. If you know your oeuvre, you know this. Okay.
Yeah. If you know me, you know a number one. If you're following me on Twitter, you know number one.
Exactly. Acaster, your top three that you think Lou's written down for being attractive.
I like that look, Matthew.
Number one, I'm going to guess, is she's just put your dad.
I don't do those jokes anymore. I've cleaned up my act.
So I'm going to guess, I'm just going to go for just some normal ones. Fit, sexy, gorgeous.
Lou, would you like to tell him?
Oh, yes, sorry. You've got one of them in the right place.
Okay. Ooh. Pretty good. Tom Parry, how do you like to play?
Number one, Sanders-esque. Number two, fine. Number three, gorgeous.
Luli.
You've got one of those in the right place. Both of you have said it wrong, like the pronunciation, but you have got one in the right
place. Okay. So remind us again, you had Sanders-esque, fine, or gorgeous.
And gorgeous, or gorge.
Gorgeous.
Okay, so Clarkie, gorgeous. What do you got for us, mate?
I'm going to go with hot, fit gorge.
You've got one of those right in the right place, and the others are
James.
I'm going to go for a bit of all right. Smoking hot, gorgeous.
No, you still got one right, but the other two.
We're
are
stuck
incorrect.
In this one right, but one in the right place. Parry, any ideas?
I'm going to go for what I wouldn't do.
you certainly enjoyed it, yeah.
Number two, I'm going to go for fly. And then three, I'm going to go for gorgeous.
I'm not your Auntie Maureen. Bloody hell.
Does your Auntie Maureen call people fly?
Also, should I give him a clue, Matthew?
Yeah, go on, whack us a clue, would you?
Okay, the first one, number one spot, is two words.
Yes.
Okay.
And it is something that your auntie
it
is might quite, say.
Yeah, it's
very
yeah,
auntie.
Yeah, it's quite auntie from Kent might say it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and I use it ironically because I'm actually very, very sort of young
fly. Famously fly. Clarky, what do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to go with blue tick, but now I'm thinking right sort.
A right sort, okay. No. Right, hang on.
But I will give another clue.
yeah,
blue tick starts with one of the right letters on the first word. So blue it begins with B.
Okay.
And that's a
so we know one of them begins with B.
A buff hunk?
No.
Okay.
A beef.
This is not how the game is played, by the way. This is a beef sowl.
Beautiful trowel.
Okay, Clarky, okay. I need three from you, please.
I'm gonna go for beautiful boy, fuckable, gorge.
Again, no. Still one for one. James.
I'm running out of ideas.
Yeah.
I'll give you a clue for the first one.
Yes.
It's two words, but it's also the first word is a name.
Bobby Gasper.
Yeah! Oh, not supposed to say.
We're basically spoon feeding the answers here now at this stage just to keep the game going along.
I mean, okay. We're all,
maybe that's right.
Sorry,
maybe
Tom.
That's right. We don't know. We don't know.
Tom. No, that's great.
We don't know. We've got Bobby Dazzler. We need a second one here. Yeah,
Bobby Dazzler, but bonerific, gorgeous.
I wish it was. Oh, I know. I'm not supposed to say one of those. No, two of those in the right order.
Two of those in the right order. Harry. I think we'll do one more round, and let's see if we can get this last one. What do you think it might be? I'll give you a clue. The middle one begins with S.
And think of me. Just think of me and whatever comes
to
mind.
Okay, so we know we got Bobby Dazzler. We know we got gorgeous.
Oh, stunning.
Oh, I can't say for sure. Matthew?
Tom Parry, you get the 5 points. It was Bobby Dazzler, stunner, and gorgeous.
Okay.
Very nice.
Bobby Dazzler. Dazzler. That's a classic Luli phrase. Everyone knows Bobby Dazzler. If you know Luli, you know Bobby Dazzler.
Sorry, you lose points for not listening to enough of my comedy. Sorry.
Yeah, it's not really my sort of thing.
No, I get that a lot. I do get that a lot.
There we go. Now, producer Gwyn, what were the scores?
Hold on, just doing some very quick maths here.
No, you have to. You absolutely have to.
Right. That is... Okay.
In fact, we'll predict the scores.
Yeah.
And if we get...
Lovely, lovely idea, Clarky.
In the right order.
Text them to Matthew.
Okay.
Everyone. The scores are Tom and Lou have 22, Ben and James have 17.
Oh, there's not much in it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Now we move on to a round that, with our current setup, might not work. But that said, it's never stopped us before. It's Beef Brothers.
Well, if you got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you got a problem, call it a beef. If you got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers, sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week our panelists sort out a flat share based beef. And today's one comes from, in fact, they're in the audience. Here he is. We've got his full name there, but front names only. This is Lewis. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
We can hear you great. Thank you, Lewis, cool. for coming on the show.
Thank you for staying yes, cheers with for us. Stay.
Do you know what this is like? This is a bit like it's very much like a telephone. It's a bit like the bit in Noel's House Party when you click his fingers and a member of the audience would appear on screen. Lewis probably don't remember that from it being
Lewis looks like that's very
quite
much
a long time ago.
What's that? A whiskey sour? You drink
I
whiskey
am, sour? Yeah.
Oh, God, there, Lewis.
Absolutely. Well. Oh, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you?
God, Lewis.
Now, yeah. Lewis writes, as you can see, you can see from his cocktail, he's quite a classy guy, and this beef will explain that even further. In lockdown, my girlfriend and I are experiencing what one could describe as a serious entertainment disparity. My taste in films veers towards art house and world cinema, whereas hers are more mainstream Hollywood. Whereas I would be happy to watch a Japanese silent film from the 20s of an evening, she insists gleefully on B-movie trash like Taken or the god-awful Twister, which I had to sit through the other night. We've tried to find films that are middle ground between the two, but we're running out of options. Curiously, though, our favourite film is the same with Nell and I, which it was important bonding point in the early days of our relationship. What is the solution? Do I need to swallow my pride and start embracing Jason Statham, or does she need to educate herself? Oof! Does she need to educate herself and get on the art house vibe train? Okay.
This relationship is not long for this world.
We need to figure out who's on
before
whose
you start.
Here.
Oh my God! You did not talk to your partner.
Before you start, listen. Before you start laying into Lewis.
Lewis, is your partner Lewis. in the room?
Oh my God! Yeah. Here she is, old schlock yes. horror herself. Yeah,
jackpot.
There she is with a very specific set of skills.
It's old Blockbuster herself. Here we go.
Okay, what's your name, by the way?
Anna.
Right, please. So we've got Anna and Lewis here now. Tom and Lou, you are on Lewis's side. Yeah. Ben and James, you are on Anna's side. But before all of that, let's have a cross-examination.
Fucking Haruki Murakami over here.
Close enough. We'll we will have a cross-examination. And any questions for Lewis, first of all? We'll ask Anna some questions in a moment, but it's Lewis's beef, first of all. Let's start with Lewis. Okay,
yeah.
Lou,
Lou's
got
a
question.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
Do you like podcasts?
Because okay,
Lou, no, Lou, A, no, is not the time for that, and B, he is not your target demographic. old highbrow Lewis over here, he's not going to get into the bum stuff.
It's not about that.
Okay, anyway, yeah. Any other questions to Lewis? Okay.
Lewis, do you want us to put subtitles on this so that you're interested
Ooh.
In it?
Ooh. Lewis is watching in black and white currently.
I mean, I can't get over the fact you don't like Twister. Oh, my God.
Tom, you're on his side.
Also, I know,
I
but
think
come
we're giving,
on.
We're giving him a hard time just for his choice in cinema, and he's only young.
Okay, look, this is, all of this is conjecture. Can someone ask him a question that he can answer that will help us?
Yeah. What's Lewis, who is your favourite Japanese director?
First of all, guys, is Louis.
I'm so sorry, mate. Jesus. Here
so
he comes,
your
little Lord
Fauntleroy. Your favourite Japanese director is Louis.
Yeah, okay.
So
we've got.
Yeah, oh, he's been me too. You don't hear from him anymore.
So we've got Louis. Any other questions for Louis here? And I can only apologise for mispronouncing your name.
Who, What are your kind of favorite Japanese art house?
I like Ozu's films. Yashi's
Mm-hmm. Why are you asked that? We don't know the answers. It's nothing to us. It's just a load of names. You don't know.
Hang on, we are on Louis's side here. Louis, what's your favourite film, old boy?
Of course, we've got
with Nail and I.
Yeah,
you said so.
It's a good
okay,
one.
That's great. So is your intention here? Like, do you think Anna is gonna like get on board with the films that you love, or does when she watches them, does she not enjoy them?
I mean, it's just a no-go area.
So she's not even prepared to give them a go?
Mm-hmm. No, like, even the discussion is, like, a zone of high stress level.
Sounds pretty unreasonable to me.
Can we hear from Anna here, by the way? Can we hear from Anna? Anna, is what Louis says correct?
I mean, it's just during lockdown, I need to be entertained in the evening, you know? Like, the days
Welcome
are
to the show.
Boring, yeah. They're long, I need something... There, I need something immediate.
Anna, can I just ask, are you from Hollywood?
No, okay. I wish.
Anna, would you consider watching one of Louis's films, but the deal is that he's not allowed to even have the subtitles on it, so he has to struggle as much as you?
Yeah, I think I'd be okay with that.
Anna, you can read, can't you?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the issue.
Really? I couldn't read. I thought that was the whole thing.
So basically, Anna, what you're saying is the sort of thing that Louis wants to watch of an evening is sort of long and meandering and nothing really happens. Whose choice was it to watch tonight, by the way?
I've got a question, and this is to both of you, Louis and Anna. How do you feel about the Paddington franchise?
Oh, great question.
Number two, love it. Yeah.
Same.
Number one, it was just a build-up, you know?
Agree with Louis, actually, 100%. I'm not meant to be on Anna's side. Yeah.
The man knows his onions.
Paddington,
he knows his
Paddington
film.
2 is a masterpiece.
It is
Paddington 1.
Paddington 1 is good, but Paddington 2 is wonderful.
Yeah. Can I just say, this isn't pertinent to the case, but Louis Anana, when you say that quite quickly, it sounds like the start of Saturday Night by Wigfield.
Yes.
It does.
Congratulations.
Louis Anana.
I'm sorry.
Dun, dun, dun.
Just take congratulations on this podcast.
Louis Anana.
Do you get that a lot, that Louis Anana? Dun, 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 dun.
All the time.
Yeah, I bet. It's very pleasing.
I didn't think that their relationship was going to last until you pointed that out, Tom. And now I think it could go the distance. You could get congratulations.
Okay, so any other questions? And then we're going to throw it open
just so we know what the setup here is. Are we talking, have you got like the full gamut of Netflix, Amazon, all that kind of stuff? Or are you at the mercy of Louis and Anna's DVD collection? Is that a thing anymore?
Well, I imagine Louis's got a film projector and stuff, haven't you, Louis? Like a reel.
Eight millimeter,
yeah,
and power,
yeah, yeah.
Now we've got like the full gamut, but no DVDs.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anna, can I ask you a quick question?
Louis, yeah. Anna,
do you love him?
Yeah.
It's always important to ask.
It's the ultimate question, really.
I have a question. That's more relevant. Has there ever been any other films besides With Nell and I that you've both liked?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
There's some middle ground, but it's like
it's getting harder.
How
to
do you find that?
Is it all that kind of film? Is it all With Nell and I type films?
In a way, yeah.
Okay.
Where do you stand though on like old, like what would have been Hollywood blockbusters, but from like 40 years ago?
I'm all for that, but for Anna, it's like anything pre-1980 is no go.
In which case, I think we've got enough information. Thank you to Louis. Thank you to Anna. Stay with us, though, because we're going to ask you how it's going in just a little bit. But we're going to start with Lou. Okay, so I call upon Lou Sanders. You have a minute to begin your case for the prosecution, and that minute begins now.
Okay, Anna, whose house is it that you're in? Whose flat?
You can't ask any more questions now. You're now putting forward your case. Okay, stop the timer for a second. You had a whole load of time to ask questions.
Okay. Also, I'm getting very negative energy off James, and he shook his head at me, and he's freaking me out. And so a bit of positivity, please.
You're on opposing teams. That's all part of the process. All right. So, Luli, I'm going to start your timer again. Okay, no questions now. You're putting the case forward for the prosecution.
You watch
okay,
now remember, me go, you baby. Are on, you watch me go.
You're on Louis's side. I can't wait for it. You've got a minute starting now.
Okay, Anna, you're in Louis's flat, okay? So a bit of respect. I can tell because Louis's got dad's money. You can just tell. And Anna's more Anna's more down to earth, and that's where she's, you know. Actually, I'm really warm to Anna, but that's not the point. The point is, there's a lot of books behind you. Have you ever thought of reading a book, you dumb pigs? Oh, that was... didn't mean that actually you lovely,
you've got 30 seconds
okay,
left.
And also we all like Paddington too, and educate yourself. He's dragging you up. Oh god, that doesn't feel nice to say, but what can I do? I'm sorry Anna, I'm on his team, it's just the business.
That's okay, all right, there we go. That was Lou with I mean, you can't call that the open case for the prosecution, but certainly it was,
I feel like
44 seconds
come
of words.
Out of that badly.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I was just a young girl doing my best.
I don't think I'd say this, but can we yield our time to Lou again?
Objection, Your Honour.
Okay, James, you now have a minute. Yeah. In fact, you've got an extra 15 seconds that Lou didn't use as well.
Hang on, what I'm using now?
Oh, okay, you've got 16 seconds.
Yeah, okay, you can go out with any basic bitch, Anna, who watched a stupid film, but what about having a bit of a nice class of a man who's going to try and educate you and see some other cultures? And I don't want to mention the word xenophobic because it was heavily asked not to.
That must be time now.
That's your time there it is. Okay.
Okay.
So, thank you very much, Lou. Use that time wisely. Thank you. Now, James, you've got a minute, I'm afraid, just a minute. To begin the case for the defence, and your minute begins now.
First of all, I'd like to say that, unlike my opponent, I don't assume that men own the flats and that they should educate women. That's just me. That's just me personally. That's not how I was brought up.
You've read into gender because I was going on the fact that he likes education.
Lou, you've had your time. Lou, you've had your time.
Yes. I would say that Anna's taste in films sounds... I mean, the amount of people who go and watch the films that Anna likes, she can't be wrong. That's why they're selling so many tickets at the cinemas every time. No one's queuing up to see these subtitled films. Absolutely not. And it is lockdown. We need a bit of escapism just to turn our brains off. We don't want to have to all the day be worrying, and then in the evening you put on a film that worries you even more and stresses you out. You want some escapism. So I'm going to back up Anna 100%. I think she should be able to choose the films. Because the daytime, there's enough stress and drama out there to keep the Louis of the world entertained. If Louis wants to be entertained, look out the window, mate. It's a nightmare.
That is your time. Right. Very, very strong, very compelling argument. Louis and Anna, how do you think it's going so far? Well, let's start with Louis.
Crosby, just one second. Sorry, Crosby. I think your mic has become... I think your mic's gone bad.
It's gone insane.
Oh, has it? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yes.
May I say as well that it was quite tricky that, because at the top I was 100% on Anna's side, and the more we discussed it, the more I thought, actually, I could see Louis's point of view, and it was pretty difficult having to argue against him there.
It is a very delicate matter, isn't it? Really,
it's a tough subject matter.
An actual suggestion I would make is, because everyone's doing people are doing stuff like watching all the Marvel films or whatever, which I'm not suggesting you would do, Louis. I know you'd hate it. But I would say one Edinburgh Festival, every night of the Edinburgh Festival, me and my flatmates watch a different Best Picture winning Oscar film. And those are a very good middle ground between really big popular films and pretty arty, critically acclaimed films. So I'd say the two of you could do that. And then you don't even, neither of you have to even pick what the film is, because you just go, it's already been picked for you by the Academy.
Louis's absolutely lapping this up. This is like this could be, that could be the answer, couldn't it?
Also, it's a good fun thing to do, because sometimes if you don't like the film, you get to see what the other nominees were, and you're like, are you shitting me? Like, how did this win? Miss Daisy won.
Is that your default setting in Edinburgh, James?
Yeah. Is that working better, guys?
Oh, that's perfect.
How do you think it's going so far, Louis and Anna?
I'm a bit confused. It feels like my team is really giving me some jabs, and then James is sort of like befriending me. So I'm a little bit, what's going on? Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. This is all part of the legal process. You don't need to worry yourself with this. There's a long game being played here by both halves. Anna, how are you feeling about it?
Feeling pretty confident, to be honest.
Okay. Well, stick around. Here we go. Next up, we have to conclude the case for the prosecution. Tom, now, Tom, are you going to be doing this as yourself?
No, I'm going to be doing it in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel, Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen, presiding and providing your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, well, listening to our friend Lewis there and his travails, well, it's kind of got me thinking. We had a lot of big words there from them there lawyers from the big city. Motion pictures, hell, talkies. We don't go for that sort of thing round here. Round here, we images. We stick in the sand. We point in the clouds. It was simple folk. None of this here. What is this? People trapped in a box? Hell, I've been looking at it for days. Got the nephew to try and explain it to me. I still can't get it to happen. Anyway, I guess all of that talk there, it probably reminds me of, the day that the circus came to town. And let me tell you something you'll probably remember there. All damn years ago, the day the circus came to town. And let me tell you there, man stands on the back of a truck. He says, time for the circus here now. I'm going to bring out a dog. Well, a dog, I said, where's my refund? Hell, see a dog any day of the week. Any day of the month. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a fan of dogs. Man brings out the dog. Dog stands right there. And then what? What? Hold on. Dog's only balancing a ham on his head. Whoa. Holy moly, guacamole. I couldn't sit down. Never seen a dog balance a ham on his head. Walkie-talkie. Going to the pictures. I guess the point I'm trying to make is this. I used to think that looking at a dog was all that. But that was before the day I saw a dog balance a ham on his head. No further questions, Your Honor.
Well, Fanshawe standing there, presiding and providing. Fantastic, fantastic work. But of course, we have to call finally upon Ben Clark to conclude the case for the defence. Here we go. Your minute begins now.
Listen. Louis, old buddy, old pal. We've all been there. We were all young bucks. We think we're super into cinema. But actually, it turns out we're viewing it for the wrong reasons. It's about enjoyment. Of course, you can get enjoyment for all manner of different types of cinema. I mean, I don't want to have to tell you, but I have, I know a thing or two myself, my boy. But mainly, what you have to think about, Louis, is cinema can be a wonderful aphrodisiac.
Oh, no.
And you've got to think about the right kind of film to watch.
Oh, God.
Sure.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
In the right circumstances, a bit of Seven Samurai, it's an exciting film. But is it a precursor to the old Bangalang?
No,
no, sir. Is Twister? Yeah, baby. All I'm saying is, mate, if you want to Netflix and nail and I, you have to pick.
That's good.
You have to pick the right films. And sometimes a blockbuster can give you the old
blockbuster.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Thank you to Ben Clark there. Fantastic, strong work there from Ben Clark. Now, obviously, I can't make the call myself as I'm just too busy looking at my cat. So instead, I call upon our live internet audience. So what I'd like you to do now, people watching at home, is go to our profile on Twitter. It's at Pappy's Tweet. Our pinned tweet lets you vote for who you think should win.
What?
Yes. Okay.
This is mega.
How long is this going to take?
you know, it's probably going
to... It may just get the couple to say, no, no. What are we doing?
This is... Listen.
Yeah. This is insane. It's already the longest show ever. Now we're going to wait for a
James, it's only going to get longer if you keep complaining about it, all right? Okay, so you go to at Pappy's tweet and you vote for who you think should win, all right? So go there now, and in about 30 seconds' time, I'm going to tell you the result.
Oh, my God, I love it.
30 seconds' time. That's right.
30 seconds' time.
Okay.
I'm getting on there
films have you watched so far in lockdown? Twister.
Twister.
Can I ask about what were your problems with Twister?
I mean, it has a certain charm, but
now we're talking Paxton.
Paxton, you beast. It.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's in that. He's brilliant in that.
Yeah.
Early Hoffman. Paxton.
He's your kind of guy, isn't he?
Yeah, you get to see his range there. He plays like a real, like a bit of a burnout, doesn't he, in that one? Very different to Capote, isn't it?
The birth of visual effects you're witnessing there. Some of the best visual effects ever put on screen at the time.
Saw that in the cinema, Libby. It was an absolute boner fest.
Me and Clarkie saw it together.
Yeah, it was an absolute boner fest. Let's not talk about that one, Barry.
I mean, the main guy is just a bit... creepy though, right?
To be honest, I can't remember.
I only watched it once. It's not very good.
Okay, I can officially reveal the results, guys. Okay, please, if you're
we're on tenterhooks, everyone.
If you're at home now, stop voting. Oh,
I've seen it. It's not good for us.
It's an absolute drubbing. Lou and Fanshawe, and therefore Louis, got 20% of the vote. James and Ben, and therefore Anna, got 80% of the vote. That means
Sorry, Louis.
About that. Louis, thank you so much for coming on the show. Did you have a nice time?
I think we're just going to start playing Scrabble.
It's a good idea. Thank you so much to Louis and Anna. Thank you so much. We'll give you a round of applause. Well done. We've come to my favourite part of the show. It's the quickfire round and the quickfire round jingle. Let's hear it.
This is the quickfire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it's such a long running joke that it's got a long intro.
Ooh, it's a bit much.
Now back in the day, this used to be a novelty. Back then, people were in a rush to go somewhere. They'd think, get on with this. I need to get to the butcher's. I've booked a lane at a 10-pin bowling alley. It's my birthday. But nowadays, things are a little bit different. We're all on lockdown, so we're not in a rush. We're not going anywhere, mate.
Ooh, it's a shame.
So we can take our time. Every day is a quickfire round intro. I hope you're doing okay with that, and I hope you'll take it easy. If you ever feel stressed or feel like you miss that pace of life, just remember this jingle.
Ooh, I hope it brings you comfort.
Just think of this jingle, and you will take your time. Okay, well, now that we have settled all of that, it's time for us to get on straight with it, the quickfire round.
Yes! Yes, this is the quickfire round, and Clarky is back just in time. And as our show is Zoom themed, the questions are going to all be internet related. So just like the knot at the top of my delicious kilo bag of spice, there is a twist. I'd like you to give all your answers like your parents trying to use Zoom. Okay, so fingers on buzzers and foreheads on webcams. You get a point for a correct answer and 2 points for the sort of wrong answer that your parents might give. Okay, so instead of buzzers, I'm going to ask you to shout out your first names. So Tom and Lou, let's hear yours.
Lou.
Tom.
Thank you. Ben and James.
Louise.
James.
Oh, you can, if you want to do your mum's name, absolutely, why not? Off we go. Which search engine is the most visited website of 2020?
Tom.
Okay, I think that was just Tom there.
Ask Jeeves.
I'm afraid, no, the answer is Google, but that is 2 points to you. WWW stands for Worldwide what?
James.
James.
WOC.
Worldwide WOC, I'm afraid, is not the correct answer. It's actually web, but you get the 2 points there. The sending of messages from one computer to another electronically is known as e-what?
Lou. E-lo.
And hello to you as well. 2 points. Which company founded by Steve Jobs manufactures the iPhone?
Lou. Nokia.
I'm afraid,
is this not the game?
I'm afraid it's Apple, but you get 2 points there for an incorrect answer.
Oh yeah.
Don't panic. What is the name of Jay-Z's music streaming service?
Hello. Hello. Tom.
Ben. Yes,
that
Ben.
That was me.
Go on, Ben. What? Ben?
Oh, he's gone because he knew it was me.
Lou.
Beyonce.
Hello?
It's actually Tidal. That's 2 points to you. What do the letters IP stand for in IP address?
James.
Oh, Tom. James.
Instant porridge.
Instant porridge is correct. Yes. What is the name of the voice-activated virtual assistant created
Louise.
By...
Louise.
Alice?
Louise. Tom. Louise.
Lou. Ooh, Lou. I think that was Lou there.
My wife.
2 points there. Lovely stuff there. Chrome, Safari, and Internet Explorer are all types of what?
Lou.
James.
Louise. Holidays.
Tom, I'll give you 2 points for that. James, you were first.
Grandchildren.
It's also another 2 points. The World Wide Web was invented by Tim who?
Lou. Hello?
Tim Hello is not correct. It was Tim Berners-Lee, but I'll give you the 2 points for that. Fabby's Flatshare Slamdown, Off Menu, and Cuddle Club are all types of what?
Ben.
Ben.
Not Jobs.
Oh, that cut to the quick. The answer I was looking for was Vanity Projects. That is the end of the round and indeed the end of the game. So before we find out the final scores, James and Lou, have you got anything to plug? Now, Lou, I believe you've got a podcast. Is that right?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, and that's absolutely right.
I'm doing a live show tomorrow with Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty? May Martin is a podcast
guest.
It's on 8 p.m. on YouTube.
May Martin, 8 p.m.
on
YouTube.
You heard it here first, May Martin. Okay. It's a podcast.
If this isn't still going, I'll definitely watch that. James, have you got anything you would like to plug?
I have a music podcast called James Acaster's Perfect Sounds on BBC Sounds and Spotify and stuff like that. And I argue that 2016 is the greatest year for music of all time.
Can I just plug quickly? Our friend Gavin Osborne has a charity single out at the moment called Born in the NHS. My wife and I sang backing vocals on it, but don't worry, you can't hear us. So don't let that stop you from buying it. I've retweeted it, but if you search Gavin Osborne or follow him on Twitter, you'll be able to find it. Please buy the song. It's terrific and it's all for a good cause.
Fantastic. Also as well, I'm doing a show with Ed Gamble and John and Ellis on Sunday. So if you go to show and tell UK for tickets, the two of us sort of doing games from our radio shows. So thanks very much, everybody. This has been fun. Producer Gwyn, let's hear those final scores.
Final scores. Ah,
here we go. This is exciting.
Ben and James have 26, but the winners are Tom and Lou with 36.
Oh!
So Ben and James have to set up the Zoom chat whilst Tom and Lou have to host next week's Flat Slam. That's how Zoom quizzes work. The winner has to host the next week. Thanks to our guests, Lou Sarnes and James Acaster. We've been pappies. And thank you. This has been a real experiment, folks, as you can see. Thank you so much for watching. If you are still watching, huge, huge thanks to our guests. And we'll probably try and do another one of these next month. So you know, if you think there were certain bits that that didn't quite work for you, then of you know, feel free in getting in touch. And
we'll have that conversation off air probably.
Tell us what you thought didn't really work. We'd love to hear that. We always do.
Please don't just say my name.
Yeah, don't just please. Just that's not.
Leave that to Ben's partner. She'll do that for him.
Happily do that. Okay, we've been Pappies. See you next time.
Cheers,
on
everyone.
Flatshare Slander.
Flatshare Slander.
Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry with special guests Luli and Acasty. It was devised by Pappy's and Ben Walker. Technical expertise was by Emma Caution with help from Gwyn Rees-Davis. It was produced by Emma Caution. Big thanks to everyone who watched the show live to Zoom and YouTube for hosting us. You guys have been so great. Thank you so much. Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown is a Secret News production for Acast and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye!
Wow. Well, there you are. Flatshare's Slam Dudes Doom. Zoom.
What, oh, is that yes, this is
Flatshare Slam Zoom.
Flatshare Slam Zoom. Yeah.
Not a bad idea. A bit late for that now, but yeah, we could have gone with it.
We've not only recorded the episode, we've also recorded the intro as well, which we could have put it in the start, really, and said we're going to call it Flatshare Slam Zoom. But next time, we've got it for next time.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Don't mind that. Flatshare Don't mind a bit slam of that. Zoom. Listener dear, thank you for enjoying the podcast. Thank you for sticking with us and for listening to it all the way through. If you enjoyed yourselves, then please feel free to leave a review on iTunes or just spread the word. Pass it on to a mate. If they're looking for content to get them through this strange old time, then chuck their ear canal our way. Feel free to visit us on Patreon or Twitter. Crossbow, what are those various addresses?
Oh, it's patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. On Twitter, it's @Pappy's Tweet. And on Instagram, it's @Pappy's Comedy.
There we go. Any other orders of business? Is it Clarky's birthday this week?
Oh. It's Clarky's birthday this week. Yeah, it's Saturday the 6th, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, Clarky Day.
Well, send Clarky a message. Find him on Twitter and send him a message.
Or go and stand outside his house and shite up to his window.
At a safe distance. Why not do that? Yeah, he'd love that.
Lovely.
Congregate.
Shout up to the balk.
Shout up to the balk. You know what? A lot happens on that balcony.
Oh, yeah.
You might even catch a glimpse of Clarky. Clarky, do you ever go out onto your balcony to see the fans? You know, like the balcony royals.
From there, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Your proclamations?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
I was once. Have I told you this before? I was once on totally. The balcony of my friend's house. I'd visiting his house for the first time, and I went out on his balcony, and I threw my arms out. I was like excited to be on a balcony. I threw my arms out.
Oh, was it one of the first times you'd been on a balcony?
Yeah, not been on a balcony before. okay. And my house doesn't have balconies. You see, unfortunately, yeah. it's got had windows, so I'd looked out of a window before, but I'd never been onto a balcony. So I went onto this balcony and I threw my arms open wide and shouted, "Citizens!" And like, you know, I was like a Roman emperor. And there was a woman who sort of looked up at me, sort of shook her head, and it turned out to be my friend's mum. Never met her before. So she came in through, the front door, and I was immediately incredibly embarrassed that I'd been in her house screaming "Citizens" out of her window. So, yeah,
that kind of look up and a shake of the head almost implies, oh, not again.
We've been invaded again.
Another Roman emperor's in my
every
flat.
Every time.
Cracking. All right. Well, this episode was produced by Emma Caution.
Caution team.
Cheers, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Please be upstanding.
Oh, God.
For this week's Neighbourhood Watch roll call.
I had a terrible week last week.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, well, obviously. Doctor's report came back and I've...
Turns out I've got 7 different kinds of jiggins.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, not the jiggins.
The dreaded jiggins.
Oh, no.
I didn't know which way to turn. But I turned to Katie Higgins.
Oh,
It's such a shame, lad. She offered me solace.
Oh, I don't blame you.
You know what happened to me?
She's very comforting.
I jigged all over the place.
No, I'm not in this day and age.
Jigged all over the place.
Stay alert,
man. Oh, God. I had to put my entire body in a brace.
Oh, for shame.
Thankfully, I'm a good pal there to help. Rob Grace.
Oh, amazing Grace.
Oh, cheers, Rob.
He offered his solace.
Oh, amazing. How sweet the sound.
Oh, no.
I tell you what, I've had a terrible week. I've had an awful
Chicken.
Week.
No.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. I've been jigging up.
Your age.
Oh, I went to the doctor. I said, I can't stop jigging. And he put me in the bin. He put me in the bin.
No.
He grabbed me by my neck and he threw me head first into the bin and I was there. Legs hanging over the top.
Did he offer you solace?
Come and get me out of these bins. Matt Sims.
Some solace.
Well,
let me tell you something, lads. I've got terrible news.
A quantum of solace.
Tomorrow never dies, but I might. Listen, the news is so bad, I've had to make multiple insurance claims. I've jigged me face backwards and turned. I had to call up my mate and tell him. I said, "Oh no, James." He gave me solace, mate.
A little quantum.
Did he give you solace?
Guys, I've had a terrible week.
A terrible week.
Living daylights.
No,
I've had
7 days.
Skyfall of a week.
Oh, the sky fell in Chicken Little. Oh, no.
Sorry,
what? You only live rice, did you say?
You only live rice.
Wait a second.
I said you only live rice. Oh, God.
Is the bin full of
Pop
rice?
Put me back in the bin, would you?
My favourite Samuel Beckett Bond film.
You only live in a bin of rice, is what I meant to say. Because I live in a bin.
Sorry,
in a bin of rice.
Tell us about your terrible week. Each leap would be the leap home.
Oh,
I ate a whole load of dry rice.
Like a pigeon, I exploded.
Oh, God. Was the pigeon carrying a backpack?
Backpack full of rice. Did me a cropper.
The pigeon had a backpack full of rice.
I ate the old lot. It wriggled and jiggled inside me.
Oh, no. So there's so much going on right now.
Thankfully.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
To help me.
And
to nurture.
That sounds like he gave you solace.
He gave me solace and some lovely nurture.
And to give you solace.
It was the lovely Jack Bircher.
Terrible news in this terrible week. I've jigged my thunderballs.
It's been an awful week for me as well. I've jigged your thunderballs as well, and that's why I've spent all this time in a bin.
I've jigged my thunderballs, and let me tell you something, I only wish I could. But my mouth's too full of rice. So instead I have to wave to Alice Birdwood.
Golden rice I've found this week.
What's that?
What's that?
Golden rice. He'll do what I
What's
please.
What's that noise coming from that bin?
Golden rice. What? No time
oh,
for sweetness.
Oh, lift the lid off.
But a bitter kiss will bring him to his knees.
There you are.
I've been in this. How I watched you from the shadows as a child. How it feels to be the one who's left in rise.
Oh,
golden rise of our
license to dill. Oh, he's put dill on the rise. Oh no.
Anyway.
Carry on.
Live and let fried rice. Oh,
oh you've had a tough, you've had a terrible 007 days.
I've had a terrible time of it.
In
I've
rice.
Had rice in my foot.
Oh no! The old
paddy
foot.
I've had the old
paddy
foot.
No.
I've had rice up my nose. I've had rice in my gallbladder. I've even had rice in my ears. I had to get my mate, Richard Pearce, to get all the rice out of my body.
God, what a... That concludes a terrible week. And also, this week's Neighbourhood Watch Patreon roll call.
Oh, nobody does rice better.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.